Spending a few minutes now with St. Joseph's University head field hockey coach Hannah Prince, her squad in the midst of another fantastic season. And first of all, coach, how much fun has this year been? I know the program is to the point where expectations are always high, but the success you've had, the position that the group has put themselves in, how enjoyable has this campaign been to this point?
It has been so much fun, really, since the start of preseason through now, October 23rd. It has been so much fun. The seniors on our team and grad students really have set the tone for this season and really have paved the way for the younger players to just know what we're all about. So it's been a blast.
Past that obvious experience being a big factor, what have been the keys to success? What are you guys doing really well game in and game out that's allowed you to put together the record and ranking you have?
I think the one thing that we've really been focused on is truly taking it game to game and not looking ahead. And I think that really allows us to look at what we need to do each game to be successful and then how we can exploit our opponents each game as well. And I think that just sort of mentality of making sure those two things are taken care of has really helped with our success.
For people who aren't familiar, who are some of the players making this happen?
The list is quite long, and we're really fortunate that it's so long. But starting from the backfield, you know, we have three fifth-year seniors that have been holding it down, Kate Chris, Julia Duffhouse, and Jordan Carr, and they've just been brick walls back there, really. Like last weekend, we limited our opponents to zero shots in two games, which is pretty incredible. And then midfield is, again, a really experienced group. We have Max Gorison, Sol Borenstein, Celeste Smits, and then up front, you know, Lily Santee, Manu Gigliotti really have been lethal in the attack circle.
I mentioned that how expectations are always high, but has this group, even to this point, there's obviously still work to do, but has this group exceeded your expectations, or was this about in line with where you thought you would be, especially given all those upperclassmen, fifth-year players that you keep referencing?
No, it's a great question. I do feel that I always knew deep down the potential of this group would have us in the position we're in right now. But obviously putting that into action is a challenge, and everyone wants to win, you know? So I think that I am not surprised, but like really excited that we have been living to our fullest potential. And I, like you said, still feel like there's areas that we're growing each day and each week, that it's going to help us be that much stronger come postseason.
Ranked fifth this week, highest in program history. Does that mean anything to you? And I don't mean that in a casual way. It's obviously important, but you don't hang a banner for on October 23rd. Like, how do you justify or not? How do you kind of juggle the taking pride in what you're doing, but not getting so hung up on it that it clouds going forward?
Yeah, it's actually not something that we typically talk about with the team. You know, they see the posts and they get excited about it kind of on their own. But we, like I said, stay super focused on one opponent at a time. But of course, just pride for the name St. Joseph's that we're representing and being in the top five is something that I'm extremely proud of. And I want the girls to be proud of as well, but we truly focus on staying extremely humble and just ready for whatever comes our way next.
What is the focus down the stretch, the handful of regular season games, looking ahead to the postseason? And when I say focus, I mean like gameplay X and O wise, like, are there things you're always looking to get better, always looking to shore up, but are there specific things where you think the ceiling is even higher for this group coming down the stretch?
Yeah, and it's going to sound silly, I'm sure, because we lead a lot of categories with our attack in the NCAA, but we are continuing to just work on different movements on the ball that we can have from outletting all the way up to our attack circle kind of set pieces and plays. So yeah, of course, that's an area we're continuing to kind of target to get better with. And then just our mentality of no matter if we're up, we're down, it's tied, we want to be able to manage different scenarios and situations because those come postseason or do or die. So that's an area also that we do a lot of work with is just that kind of in training, managing, putting the girls in situations where they have to, you know, think under pressure and hold a lead or try to come back from a deficit. Like we facilitate those sort of plays.